Boris Bondarev, counselor at the permanent mission of the Russian Federation to the UN, said he left the civil service on Monday. Russia invaded Ukraine 3 months ago. Bondarev's full resignation letter reads as follows. My name is Boris Bondarev, in the MFA of Russia since 2002. Since 2019 until now, counselor of the Russian mission to the UN office at Geneva. For 20 years of my diplomatic career, I have seen different turns of our foreign policy, but never have I been so ashamed of my country as on February 24 of this year. The aggressive war unleashed by Putin against Ukraine, and in fact against the entire Western world, is not only a crime against the Ukrainian people, but also perhaps the most serious crime against the people of Russia, with a bold letter Z crossing out all hopes and prospect for a prosperous free society in our country. Those who conceived this war want only one thing, to remain in power, live in pompous, tasteless palaces, sail on yachts comparable in tonnage and cost to the entire Russian Navy, enjoying unlimited power and complete impunity. To achieve that, they are willing to sacrifice as many lives as it takes. Thousands of Russians and Ukrainians have already died just for this. I regret to admit that over all these 20 years, the level of lies and unprofessionalism in the work of the foreign ministry has been increasing all the time. However, in the most recent years, this has become simply catastrophic. Instead of unbiased information, impartial analysis, and sober forecasting, there are propaganda cliches in the spirit of Soviet newspapers of the 1930s. A system has been built that deceives itself. Minister Lavrov is a good illustration of the degradation of this system. In 18 years, he went from a professional and educated intellectual, whom many colleagues held in high esteem, to a person who constantly broadcasts conflicting statements and threatens the world, that is Russia too, with nuclear weapons. Today, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs is not about diplomacy. It is all about warmongering, lies and hatred. It serves interests of few, the very few people, thus contributing to further isolation and degradation of my country. Russia no longer has allies and there is no one to blame but its reckless and ill-conceived policy. I started to be a diplomat and have been a diplomat for 20 years. The ministry has become my home and family, but I simply cannot any longer share in this bloody weakness and absolutely needless ignominy. Information for this audio was gathered from the Washington Post. For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.